I can remember visiting families on Mill Street when it was still as Sam McLernan painted it. There were fine little homes there, but there were some very, very impoverished dwellings, damp and unpleasant houses, some of them inhabited by odd characters. Did you remember Harry Diamond? The late Jack Nicol, I think he was testing my metal, maybe.
Right.
But he rang me up not all that long after I came, and he said to me, "There's a parishioner of yours in trouble." I said, "Oh, who's that?" "Harry Diamond," he said. I said, "I don't have any parishioner called Harry Diamond." "You do," he said. "He was educated at Castle Street School." So that defined the man. Apparently, there'd been a storm and the roof had blown in on him when he was lying in bed. And Jack said, "You'll have to come down and see him." So I called for Jack and we went down to this little ruin of a house with a tin roof down on the edge of the Toe River. And sure enough, the roof had blown in. And the man was lucky to be alive, a tin roof landing on top of him in bed. There was an earthen floor, there was a bed and a white wood table and a chair. And that was about it. And I remember saying to Harry, "Where are you going?" He was very resistant to leaving the house. And I said to him, "Where are you going to spend the night?" And he waved his hand grandiloquently round the back of Castle Street and so on and said, "I own all these houses," he said. "I'll put one of them out and I'll have somewhere for the night," you see. So that was the level of the conversation. Well, I made the acquaintance of Harry that day, and Jack got the house fixed up and he moved back into it again and survived. I found him a very decent man.
Brilliant.
And he lived quietly and kept himself and survived until eventually he went into hospital.